Star Wars geek girls. They're geek girls that like Star Wars. And sometimes cry.
Hello and welcome to Star Wars Geek Girl. I'm Zoe and I'm here with Lizzie.
Hello.
And we are going to talk about a Star War. Two Star War, actually. Two trailers. Although this is kind of unrelated, but I always save my movie ticket, and I was going through all the movie tickets I saved from California to put them in my little scrapbook, and the ones, because I went to see Rogue One a bunch of times when they re-released it, and it did all the Rogue One, because you know, it's Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, but they all cut off at Rogue One, A Star War. It's like, it sure is.
A singular Star War.
It is a Star War. I just thought it was funny. It amused me, personally. Yes, so two trailers have come out recently. One for a game, one for a show. So, do you want to talk about... So, the Jedi Survivor trailer came out, and also the Bad Batch Season 2 trailer, which... Do you want to talk about first?
The Survivor trailer looked really cool. I mean, both of them looked really, really cool, but I haven't played the first game. But
you
this
haven't played
game
the
makes,
first one?
I watched it. I watched two people in my life play it all the way through.
Well, if you know the story, that's fine.
But, like, I haven't played it.
Right, but, okay, I thought you, like, didn't even know the story. I was like,
no,
what?
No.
Okay, if you know the story, it's whatever.
But this... like trailer looked really, really cool, and like I feel like I want to play it, but I feel like I shouldn't until I play the first one.
I mean, I feel like if you know the story, it's,
I guess,
I don't see the big deal personally.
I'm scarred by my dad. And I think we had this discussion, but have you tried to play like Kingdom Hearts at all?
No.
Or like try to follow with
your dad.
Hearts.
I remember your dad explaining it, and I think that made me more confused.
Yeah,
because I was like, "Oh, it's like the little character with like the little key sword. He like goes on adventures through like different Disney stuff, and it's like so much that I don't understand."
When I was little, I played the first one, and I was like, "Cool, on to the second one," and my dad was like, "No, you have to do 1.5, duh." And I was like, okay, sure, whatever. And I beat 1.5, and I was like, okay, the second one now, right? And he was like, no, you gotta beat 1.5, but this other character's story version. And I was like, okay, sure. I don't think I did it, but like I got really close, and then I gave up because it was really hard, and I was like 13. And then he was like, okay, well, now you gotta play the Kingdom Hearts one on the DS. It's 365 days. Huh?
Is it different?
Yes. It's Kingdom Hearts, but, like, it's a different story. It doesn't follow, like, the main character, Sora.
What?
Yeah. So.
Okay, oh my goodness.
And I was like, okay, sure. And then I stopped, and then I never even got to the second one, and now there's like even more of them coming out, and I
wow, that's crazy.
So that's why I'm like, maybe I should play the first one before I play the second.
I think if you know the story of the first one, I think you'll be fine. I mean, I would certainly encourage playing it. It's fun to play, but
yeah,
I will say I'm very sad that the game will be only on the Xbox Series X and PlayStation 5. Or PC.
Wait, what? Really?
It will not be on Xbox One or a PS4.
Wow. Okay. Interesting.
So, unfortunately, I just bought myself an Xbox One.
You got an Xbox One and not a PS5?
Do you know how much more expensive a PS5 is compared to an Xbox One?
Yeah,
first off, I don't even do PlayStation. I do Xbox, okay? Ugh. Second of all, I got the cheapest Xbox with only 500 gigabytes of storage, which I'm now suffering for. Yeah, so I don't know when I will be playing this game. Probably not at release, because it is on the newest gen consoles. Do you guys have a PS5?
Yeah.
Or you get a PS4? Oh, what?
Yeah, my dad literally, I got home Thursday, like the last Thursday or something, and then I saw like this huge PS5. It's bulky, and like it was just right there, and I was like, wait, when did you guys get this, and why was I not informed? And my dad was like, I literally bought it yesterday.
Yeah, so, I don't know how much a PS5 is, but my Xbox One that I got to play Overwatch 2 was $200.
It's not bad, right? Yeah,
so
that's like
well,
a
I think it's
Switch.
I think pretty sure PS5 is like way more. So I don't know if I'll be playing this game.
At Walmart, it is $700 approximately.
Yeah, so yeah, I went for financial reasons over. Also, I'm not the only reason I would ever. I'm waiting for PS4s to go down in price so I can play the Spider-Man game.
Do you know
That's
why,
the only
like,
reason I would get a
games,
PlayStation.
like, only want them to be on specific consoles?
Money. The console wants
But
the game to only be on their console.
oh, yeah. But I feel like they would make a lot of money, or I guess the game would make a lot of money if they sold it to
Yeah, but
all
the con if the
consoles.
console wants the game.
Okay.
You see?
That makes sense. Oh, right. Wait, isn't So it
Because
PS4
Sony
Sony
owns
and
Sony
Sony
owns
owns Spider-Man.
Sony owns some a couple games stuff, yeah. But
Okay.
Xbox, we have Halo. Halo slaps. So
I played Halo when I was little, and all we did is like prop hunt. That was it.
Oh, well, Halo's pretty cool. Anyway, Jedi Survivor. Maybe I'll just go to your house and play it on your PS5 or watch your dad play it.
My dad should
So,
stream it.
yes, I would watch that. Plus, if I don't play it, I can't get lost in Kashyyyk for like 4 days.
Well, then my dad will just get lost.
I kept rage quitting the first Jedi game. It took me, literally, no joke, 4 days of me playing for a few hours and then rage quitting because I was lost on Kashyyyk and couldn't figure, like, I completed all the Kashyyyk missions, but I couldn't figure out how to get out. I kept going in circles, and I'm going to fight this giant spider thing because it would respawn by the time I got back. Horrible times.
Yeah. I feel like I would also get frustrated at
fun
that.
game. Fun game. I also play on the lowest level of difficulty because I am bad at video games.
That's okay. What did I play on lowest difficulty? It was something. I don't remember.
Yeah,
Oh,
well,
it was Resident Evil 2 because it's supposed to be really, really hard. And I couldn't get past the first boss, and I was like, bro. So I was like, I just want to know the story. So I put it in easy.
I played on the easiest mode in Jedi Fallen Order and still got destroyed by Biker Scouts. So, you know, just me.
It's okay.
Yeah, but we got to see, there was like a little teaser for this back at Celebration that showed a few things, and there's a guy in a back of the tank with like long hair and no shirt. Who is he? I don't know. He has very bright blue eyes.
Yeah.
And like
Looks
white hair.
Like cereal. With
Cereal. He
big
is
blue
it's
eyes.
Cyril. This is actually Cyril origin story.
Yeah, he's actually really, really old, which is why he's extra creepy.
There's a lot. Yeah. There's a lot in this trailer. There's the Magna Guards, which are kind of neat. Cal fighting someone with like the same lightsaber as him, but red and wearing a weird helmet. That's kind of crazy. Sarah's bald now. She looks awesome. Her costume's actually super cool.
Yeah.
It sounds like, just based on the one line
Does
of
she
dialogue.
always have tattoos? No, right?
I think she wore long sleeves and stuff in
Okay.
the first one, so I don't No.
Her tattoos look cool.
Her tattoos are very cool. And they're in like they have this like it looks like the Jedi archives set up. Like they have like their own little base now, but it sounds like Cal and Sarah have somehow separated for some length of time. So maybe it's Cal separating from the Mantis crew or Sarah separating from the Mantis crew, is what it sounds like. There's also a new move for the gameplay part of the trailer, where Cal picks up a stormtrooper and uses him to shoot his buddy. Kind of mess up. But also some beast taming stuff, which is cool. Some guys hanging out with lots of cool things. You can do two lightsaber fighting instead of just the double bladed, which is cool. There's a
Yeah,
lot.
I really liked the friend tossing in the air. It
Yes.
was really, really cool.
There's also those droids from The Mandalorian. The What were they called? They stole Baby Yoda.
Which ones?
Like the big droids that kidnap Grogu in The Mandalorian season 2?
I don't remember what they're called, but I remember them.
Yeah, there's one of them in the trailer. There's lots of things. Looks very fun to play. There's battle droids. Lots of interesting story stuff. Like, I have no idea where they're going to go with this. I'm sure people are theorizing all day, but I'm just like, I have no idea what's happening. I'm excited to find out. Also, Cal has a beard now.
Cal does
Or
have
he
a
has
beard.
some
It
scruff.
looks a little weird.
He has some scruff. Let's not get crazy here.
What's considered a beard then?
I don't know. I feel like it's not a full beard. That's just like he hasn't shaved in a little while,
Maybe he's trying to grow it out. See how it looks.
Well, he doesn't have, he's not there yet. He's just got a little scruff right now. He's working on it.
I think my dad should be the determiner of beard or not beard. Beard or scruff.
Feel like it's not a beard. When I think beard, I think like Obi-Wan or like Kanan or someone else that has a beard. Qui-Gon. It's like you can still see like a lot of his skin, Therefore. Scruff. That's my take.
I mean, I thought the trailer was very good. I should play the first one, and then I won't feel guilty about playing the second one without playing the first one. Trying to think of anything else that I thought was really cool. I mean, even I don't know. I don't remember all of the lightsaber techniques from the first one, but I liked when he pulled the battle droid forward into the blaster bullets. Those things like that, being able to play around with that in the game just is really cool. And creative. It's like not just, swinging a sword, force pushing. It's very cool.
Yeah, the first game at least, like the gameplay always feels very smooth and very fun. Like when I'm not getting my ass beat, I'm like having a lot of fun with it. You can do like creative combos and stuff. And I'm sure the second game will only be an improvement on that. So yeah, I'm really excited to see where Cal Kestis' story takes us and whether or not this will be the one or the end or if we'll, get a third game or like what the whole plan is. But I'm very excited to see how it goes. Okay, Bad Batch time.
Yes, I love the
Yes.
giant crabs.
So much. Yeah. A
Looks
lot of
so beautiful.
There's a lot of stuff that was already in the first trailer or was shown to us in Celebration. Very cool. Like they have their new outfits. The crabs are great. I don't know what you do with crab. How much crab stuff could you make out of one of those crabs, do you think?
A lot
Crab
of crab.
cakes.
There's so
Crab cakes.
many crab. Crab cakes, just boiled crab. Crab
You
and
need a big
butter.
pot to boil those crabs.
Crab pancakes. Yeah, you do. Crab with spaghetti. That's a lot of crab.
Lot.
Sushi?
There's
yeah.
Yeah. There's
I just like the colors though.
Yeah, they are cool crabs. Little beach planet, although, you know, at least Cassian's not there, you know. So it'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But we see our Bad Batch team in some new outfits. Seems like some of their armor has maybe broken or got worn out, so they've replaced it or repainted it or stuff like that, which is cool. There's also a new character named Fee Genoa, who looks really neat. And she's played by Wanda Sykes, which is awesome. We love Wanda Sykes.
Is that the one that says juicy?
Maybe. That sounds probably true.
She was in the meeting room with the Trandoshian.
Oh, yeah. Her.
Yeah. And
I
she's
thought you
like,
meant,
sounds...
Wanda Sykes says juicy in, some meme or something.
No, no.
That sounds like Wanda. Like...
Because she just, all I remember, she's like, sounds juicy. And I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's her. I'm very excited for that. Yes. What else? There's all sorts of cool things. More, sounds like we're doing more rebellion stuff. We're seeing the stormtrooper helmet start to form as they move on from clone trooper armor, moving on to stuff that looks more like stormtroopers. There's this one shot of this four-legged ship or walker droid, something exploding. I have no idea what it is. I haven't seen anyone else say what it is. So
I could not give you any new information.
I have no idea. I have no
about
idea.
That.
But it seems interesting. Cid is back, the Trandoshan. I'm just literally going through the trailer to make sure we don't miss anything.
I love
January
Omega's
4th.
New little outfit and her hat.
Omega and her hair looks really cute now too.
Yes.
She looks so good. More Commander Cody. Except
I
his armor's...
hate that what sharp shot shoot hut what is his name?
Crosshair?
Yeah. I hate him so much. I still hate him. He's still awful. Because now we know it's not even the chip.
No,
it's
he
not
just,
even the chip.
He just sucks.
He's just like that. Why?
I'm very curious to see his arc for sure.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people want redemption. I'm a little bit on the fence. I could see it going either way, me being happy with it. I think it'd be more interesting if it wasn't redemption, personally.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know what it says about me. I'm sure it says something. I'm sure someone will diagnose me on whatever. But I don't find redemption arcs particularly compelling.
Mm-hmm.
90% of the time. I much prefer the opposite. They just kinda get worse. That's just
Okay.
more fun. I don't know, it's more fun to watch. So you think like Maul.
I
you
like
know?
Redemption arcs if it's someone oh God, my names are non-existent to me in my brain today. But the one girl in Resistance that
Oh,
turned into
Tam.
Imperial. Yeah, I like
Yeah.
that where they're uncertain, but
Yeah,
they
I
think
hardly
they're
even
certain.
consider that a redemption arc. But to me, redemption arc is villain to
Yeah.
hero in some way, where I think Tam, personally, I saw it as more of a conflict arc. She started as a hero, kind of lost her way, and then came back. You know? So, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess so. But also, kind of needs to be redeemed in some way in order for her to still be friends with
No,
Kaz
I
and
agree
them
with you. There's
afterwards.
redemption's a part of it. Just when I say redemption arc, this is not what I mean. You know?
Gotcha. Yeah, I like stuff like that, where
Yeah.
it's like, come on, it's okay, come over, it's all right.
Yeah.
But I don't like just straight up bad, awful person and then being like, oh, well, he's okay
Well,
again.
never mind. Yeah, I mean, I think like the way it's handled with like Vader is like really cool because it's like he had his moment, but also like they acknowledge like the rest of the galaxy's like, no, that guy sucked. And like that, like I think that, like I like Vader and Anakin's story, like that's super interesting. But like generally, or like Zuko, like generally, I much prefer. I just think it's much more interesting to watch them just get worse. I think it's just more fun.
Interesting.
And you know, and like Crosshair did like start as a hero, so I think seeing that like almost like a reverse redemption arc versus like Tam, which was like more conflict. Like Tam wasn't like, you know, like, hey, it was genocide, you know,
Yeah, at
like.
this point, I don't think Crosshair was ever a good guy. I think he just really liked following orders and like doing what the higher ups told him to do at this point. 'Cause like, I mean, again, no Chip, he's still doing it, but for a different like name of a company, or not company, but like a government.
Yeah,
So
absolutely.
I don't know.
I
I
think
think it's
it'll be really cool. Hopefully that'll get like explored. I'm sure it will get explored in this season. I don't know. I think he's set up for a very interesting arc. And you know, even though we were just talking trash about redemption arcs, I think it could go that way too. And I think I could be happy with it, you know, as long as it's like handled well.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm just very excited. You know, he's not a his character specifically isn't one I'm like, oh, like I just love Crosshair. I'm okay on Crosshair. But like just I think he's just very interesting. And I think he has the most he's set up to have the most dynamic story out of pretty much anyone else. And I'm very excited to see how it plays out. But also Cody's there and they made him paint his armor gray. It's not yellow anymore. And he feels bad. What if he feels bad about Obi-Wan, bro? I'm so excited for Commander Cody to be back. It's all I've wanted for years. I've gone years without Commander Cody.
Yeah.
Literally 2 years because he was in Clone Wars Season 7, but he's coming back. I'm very excited. Yeah.
And he feels conflicted too.
Oh my gosh. I, bro, I'm like, oh my God, and like Cody and Rex reunion. Yeah. I'm so hyped. I can't wait. Cody's my favorite clone, personally. No, he's not my favorite clone, but he's my clone. He's my guy. He's my Blorbo clone. That's what he is. Because Rex is my favorite, obviously. But he's my Blorbo. He's my Blorbo clone. That's what it is. That's the relationship we have.
Blurble.
Yes. I'm very excited for him. That's all. I don't know if you can tell. I'm pretty excited. We also see more Trandoshan stuff. We have a Trandoshan with a flamethrower. It's like, what? And we know we're getting Gunji. He was in this trailer. He's in the first trailer too. So, you know, could we see more of that? We know Trandoshans and Wookiees have like beef. So I'm curious if that will be tied together at all. Or if it'll just be like it's like, hey, this is my cousin, Benny. I don't know. Whatever his name is. And he's like, chill. You know?
I
But I
like
could very
seeing him
well
back.
see.
Victoria will have a new costume.
I very well see like maybe like remember the Trandoshan like island like but the hunting thing which was like really messed up by the way I didn't even realize it as a kid that's like they're literally kidnapping people and hunting them like what and they're like
It's
yeah like
also like
it's our
so lame.
yeah
Like
no I know right like they stuck at
they have
it
like
like they're
all of these weapons, and then like, you know, they don't give the guys weapons at all.
No.
They just kind of like sit there, and they're like, yeah, I have like this huge machine gun.
It's a good like commentary on some stuff, but it's really like, wow, you think you're like this cool tough hunter and you're like chasing unarmed people through unfamiliar terrain. And like they fully admit they're like, yeah, we can't kidnap Jedi because they'll actually get back to us. So we kidnap the Jedi children instead. Like, bro. Yeah. Clone Wars is crazy, man. there's a lot of Bad Batch stuff. There's a caption. There's a one of the like droid people thing. There's a caption, and they're called Axis Leader. Is that connected to Andor? Probably not. Could it be?
Axis Leader?
Yeah, it's the they're like the droid people things like facing Gungi in the one part, or it looks like they're facing Gungi. It could be cut differently. You know, like what sort of treachery is this? And then Gungi. I don't feel like it was related to like Luthen. They'd be against the Jedi, but you know, could be a misunderstanding. Yeah. It's probably not related to Andor, but you know. Yeah. Also Omega has her bow. She's getting better arm strength.
Yes.
And Gungi is back. I'm so excited for Gungi, man. I'm worried though. They'll be like, oh, and all my friends died. And it's like, oh, sorry. You know?
Yeah.
But at least we have Gungi. He's the best one of that group.
Yeah, I can't really think of any of them that I liked besides, like, the Kit Fisto one.
I forget his name.
I don't remember his name. Cool.
I like
I loved
Katooni.
Him because his voice actor is Michelangelo in the newest show. Not the new one that just came out.
Gungi also has, like, the best lightsaber hilt.
Yes, and it's, like, Kashyyyk wood. Like,
yeah,
that's so cool.
It's, like, yeah, it's the best one. I would say the only competitors for me personally would be like Rey's yellow one or Leia's, just as far as like aesthetics of the hilt. But
yeah,
I think Gungi's is probably the best, just straight up the best one.
I agree.
I'm excited to see him. And you know, I have to say it, if he's a youngling running for his life, trying to survive. You know who's helping youngling running for their life?
Quinlan
trying to survive?
Voss.
That's what I'm saying.
I think, honestly, I really think it would be good because I feel like Quinlan Voss would get along with the Bad Batch like super easily. Like,
you know, I'm just, hey, you know, I don't know anything. I'm just saying it would make sense. And it would make your dad very happy. And you know, although yeah, I don't know. He could be there. I also think there's a fairly good chance of Ahsoka and Boba turning up. But maybe not. But it would be cool as well. But there's so much. There's like a shot that looks like it's on Coruscant of like speeders going through. There's like creatures, some battle droids. So much. I think there's a shot someone pointed out to look like, what's it called? Sereno. It's like we're maybe going to Sereno. Yeah, Sereno. The pepper. more Palpatine. Palpatine saying peace was never an option, which is very funny because I very much associate that phrase with Untitled Goose Game. I also wrote it above the chopper painting on my wall. I think it's funny. Also, Bail Organa. Slay.
Slayage. Queen.
Slay. Maybe Mon Mothma. Double Slay. Or maybe Brea Organa. Extreme Slay.
Like immense sleigh.
Immense sleigh. Please. I want more Brea Organa. I really like her fits in Obi-Wan Kenobi were great, but her outfit in Revenge of the Sith is so perfect, and I think it would be done very well animated. I think it's just a beautiful outfit. I just don't think she gets appreciated enough. And I love her. That's all. Yeah.
No, that's fair. I agree with this analysis.
There's a lot going on. Oh, there's more Rex. Rex asks to use them for a mission. Of course they're going to say yes. Although that would be kind of funny if they said no. Like, they put that in the trailer, right? And the scene happens. And they're like, oh, we're busy. Bye.
Yeah, they're like,
it would be like the equivalent of, like, in the Rebels trailer, in the season 2 trailer, when Ezra picked up the cross-guard saber. And it was like right when Force Awakens was coming out. Everyone's like, oh my god, Ezra's Kylo Ren. And then he literally was like, oh, that's cool. Drop.
Yeah.
That would be kind of funny. Also, the captions on YouTube say parents when the title shows, which I think is funny because they are parents to Omega.
Yes. I like the dynamic, and I liked seeing, like, Omega get reassured by Echo that they didn't make a mistake by, you know, having her on their team.
Yeah.
It's very sweet.
She's very much part of the team. I'm very excited to see her growth. She grew a lot in the first season. There's a bit of a time jump between this season and the last one, so we'll see some of the growth she's had between that, and then I'm sure throughout the season as well. Very, very exciting. We also, just today, they dropped episode titles. So there will be 16 episodes. Or is it, they just dropped 16? I think it's 16 episodes total. I knew you were going to do that. So we're getting, so the premiere, January 4th, will have the first two episodes, and then mid-season will have two episodes, and then the finale will have two episodes. So, yeah, we're getting 16 episodes in total. The titles, so the first two episodes are called Spoils of War and Ruins of War. Then we're getting The Solitary Clone, then Faster, then Entombed,
I'm
then
scared
Tribe.
Of whatever Entombed is.
No, right? Who is Entombed? That's a
I
very
don't like
heavy
it.
word. My mind for Star Wars goes like, is it someone in like carbonite? Like, are they literally like in a tomb? That's
mine
scary.
Is like they're stuck somewhere. Like, yeah, like in a tomb.
I don't know. Entombed is a very, very interesting word. The Solitary Clone, my brain thinks, is that Cody who feels alone in questioning the Order, like right now, like maybe among his peers? So yeah, we have Entombed and then Tribe, and then the two mid-season episodes together are The Clone Conspiracy and Truth and Consequences. Clone Conspiracy makes me think Fives. So that'll be interesting. Truth and Consequences. Truth, great. Consequences! Who's getting the consequences? Is it Crosshair?
Maybe
that's
someone,
cool. Is it
I want to say
Bad
like
Batch?
someone lied.
That's scary. Honestly, these episode titles are very scary. Then we have The Crossing, Retrieval, Metamorphosis. So someone's changing in some way. Is it a good way? Hopefully. You know, metamorphosis is usually like a butterfly. Butterflies are good. Then the outpost, Pabu. I don't know who Pabu is. I'm going to Google Pabu Star Wars real quick. Well, Pabu is like an Avatar character or a Legend of Korra character. But I don't know who Pabu in Star Wars. I've seen it's the name of like a place or a person or something. I mean, maybe Habu means something. I don't know. I don't know. Tipping Point, and then the finale episodes are The Summit and Plan 99. And Plan 99 feels very ominous. You know, if it wasn't the finale, I wouldn't think about it. But because it's the name of the finale, that's giving, like, Rogue One. You know, I don't think we're going to go there, but you never know.
Yeah. Maybe it's a really good plan.
Really good plan. Yeah, so there's new titles. I like that we're getting like double, like first season, mid-season, and post-season or finale episodes. Like, I think that's cool. Because it's weird, because like I like getting content sooner, but there's also a part of me that kind of misses that like mid-season hiatus. Like, you know, like that was like, like, I remember, like, the Rebel season 4. It was so stressful, but, like, also really cool to, like, talk with everyone. And, like, you know, we had a couple weeks to, like, really panic. And I kind of miss that, but, like, this kind of gives me, like, it feel, like, it's gonna feel a little bit more like, oh, like, it's the mid-season, like, it's something special. And that I like. There'll be two episodes.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're also doing it so they don't overlap as much with The Mandalorian, which comes out in March. But you know,
that makes sense. But also, it's nice because, again, like you said, you just get something to be excited for.
Yeah,
it's like also a special lot thing. Of episodes.
Yeah, it is 16 episodes. I mean, it's really not, you know, if you get Clone Wars, most seasons, even Rebels and Resistance, their seasons were like 22.
That's true. I think I'm being,
you know,
like,
it's a lot for streaming.
Yeah.
Because I think, like all the live action shows, like Mando has like 8, and like Kenobi had 6, like even Andor having 12 was like, oh my gosh, we're getting so much. So, but they're also shorter, at least just based on the first season, they'll be like 20 to 30 minutes rather than like 40 to 60. You know.
Yeah,
I'm super hyped for Bad Batch season 2. We are 2 weeks away as of when we're recording this. January 4th, we're getting the first 2 episodes. I'm very hyped. I've heard good things from people who got screeners. They got the first 14 episodes for their screener, which is all crazy. They got everything but the finale. Which is awesome, but like, wow, that's a lot as a screener. But I've heard very good things, so I'm very excited. Jedi Survivor also looks very good. We have a lot of good Star Wars coming out in 2023. We also have Ahsoka, Skeleton Crew, Mando Season 3, Vision Volume 2, many things. Too many to remember off the top of my head right now.
Sorry, Echo is crying. He is, Echo is very excited for all of these episodes and for the new game coming up. That's why he was crying.
Oh, he's just that excited. He can't even wait.
Yeah, he's very impatient. But yeah, I'm also excited. I mean, I'm just glad that we're getting Star Wars content. It's really nice, very good. The stomach side of my stomach is not full, but you know, it's there, you know. It's content. with this new game and Bad Batch coming soon.
Yeah, we have a lot to look forward to. I'm very excited for Bad Batch. I can't wait. You know, you've already put so much in the trailer. I'm sure they have plenty of surprises in store for us. I know season 1 did, at least, and I'm very excited to see what those are. All right. Well, I think that is a podcast, yes?
Yeah.
So Star Wars Geek Girl, you can go to StarWarsGeekGirl.com for polls, quizzes, all sorts of things.
Oh, what is your favorite episode title so far? Just
oh,
really quick.
Episode title. That's a good question. Like, what do you mean by favorite? Just like most excited for, or like
which one sounds the coolest to you?
Sounds the coolest. I think the clone conspiracy. Mostly because I
which one
really love the
five.
Most excited for solitary clone. I'm just curious. Now, entombed. I gotta know. Who is entombed? Where are they entombed? Why are they entombed? How are they entombed? What's the other one? What are they? What is entombed? I don't know. All the questions.
Which
what
one
are
are you
yours?
scared of?
Plan 99.
Okay.
Easy.
That's fair.
Easy.
Yeah.
You know, they haven't announced the season 3 yet. That's all I'm saying.
I can't imagine that they all die. Like, maybe some of them.
Hey, Rogue One, the Aldani Rebels.
Oh, it's upside down to 66.
I think it's because they're Clone Force 99. But upside down 66 is also terrifying.
That's what came into my head for some reason. Yours is probably the most correct, but mine was like, 66.
Still scary.
Okay, good, good, good.
What about you?
I'm most excited for it, scared of, and like everything on Entombed.
Metamorphosis sounds cool. I
yeah,
think
I'm hoping that has something to do with like Omega, like just because she's growing up, maybe. But I don't know.
And she turns into a butterfly.
Yeah, and she flies away, so she doesn't have to experience what Plan 99 is.
Oh, I don't think Omega's dying. I think Omega's safe.
She's definitely gonna get sad, though.
Oh yeah. It's everyone else I'm worried about.
Yes, but yeah, okay. That was my questions.
Yeah. Lots of good stuff. I'm also curious about Babu. Who is that? Is it Babu's cousin? Oh my god, it's Babu's cousin. I figured it out. Everyone,
you figured it out.
Mystery solved. Yeah, so Star Wars Geek Girl, StarWarsGeek.com, polls, quizzes, articles, all sorts of things to look at. Twitter and Instagram are at SWGeekGirl. Facebook is Star Wars Geek Girl. Also, Hive is at SW Geek Girl, but everyone dropped Hive because it stopped working, I think.
Oh.
But if you're still on Hive, it's still there. I haven't posted anything on it, but I will post many things. I did yesterday. Was it yesterday? I don't know. It was some day recently. I mashed up Marva and Ezra's speeches into one little speech. We made that video. Because your dad said that on, or said that they were the same on the podcast, and hadn't stopped thinking about that. So I'm actually, I had to cut out a lot of Marva's speech. I have pretty much Ezra's whole speech in there, but Marva's is like twice as long at least. So I had to cut it out, or parts of it, or it'd be like mostly Marva, like a bit of Ezra. I'm trying to like even it out a little bit, but it was hard because like every line of Marva's speech is so fire. So I
Yeah,
kind of just was
sacrifices
like,
had to be made.
I was like, man, the part's really good, but like it's really not relevant to like what Ezra's talking about, so I guess I'll cut it. But I think it turned out okay.
Nice.
Well, look at that, you know, that's all.
For the Rogue Rebels, there's the roguerebels.com, Instagram and TikTok at Rogue Rebels, Twitch at Rogue Rebels, podcast wherever you're listening to Star Wars Geek Girl. Facebook page The Rogue Rebels, Twitter at Rogue Rebels Fam, and I believe my dad might still be on Hive, probably at Rogue Rebels or at The Rogue Rebels. And yeah.
Thank you so much for listening. I don't know if we'll record between now and the Bad Batch coming out, so we'll see you either before then or we'll see you next with two new episodes of the Bad Batch to talk about. So happy holidays. Enjoy, you know, if you're getting a break for the holidays, you know, from work or school, enjoy that. If you're like me and you work on the holidays, not on the actual holiday, but during the holiday season, I wish you luck. I wish you luck and good customers.
Yes, I will be cooking. So kind of working, kind of not working. Because I guess we never did dinner or like Christmas dinner, but we're going to attempt it this time.
Well, I'm making Christmas dinner for my family this year.
Ooh, what are you gonna make?
It's top secret.
Oh, okay.
They
sorry.
Can't know. They can't know until Christmas. It's okay. Sorry. I'll tell you as soon as okay. I make it. I ordered a special ingredient off of Instagram. This will be really good. We'll see.
Interesting. Okay. I have no idea what that would be anymore. I was like,
vegan,
oh, maybe.
Okay. A vegan. Thing.
A vegan. You ordered a
substitute.
Vegan.
I ordered a vegan. I actually ordered someone from Instagram to make dinner.
That must be expensive. Okay. I'm gonna attempt to make duck because I made duck before, but like attempt because I need to convince my parents to let me buy a duck. But yeah.
Like a whole duck.
Mm-hmm. Like they're usually really, really expensive. When I bought one in New York, it was like $40 for a 4-pound duck. It was awful. It was good. It was delicious. We ate every part of it, but it was really expensive. And over here, they're like $2, $3 a pound at Aldi. And so like a duck was $15. And I was like, oh, that's so much cheaper. Mm-hmm. I hate New York.
You know, if you're in Southern California, it's so much cheaper.
No,
oh
it's
my
just
gosh.
Not. But New York is even like worse.
Yeah, it was really funny. I was at work and people were complaining about gas prices, as one does. And someone's like, yeah, I heard in California it's like blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, that's why no one goes to California. And I was like, ooh.
Yeah, no, it's bad. I have my, like, usually my friends will be like, all right, let me, what's the number today? And I'm like, $7, guys. But, yeah, it's bad. Okay.
Oh, dear. Well, thank you, everyone, so much for listening. I was Zoe.
I was Lizzie.
May the force be with you, and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Star Wars Geek Girls. They're geek girls that like Star Wars. And sometimes cry.